I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
On January 3rd, moments after former Mayor Mark Begich resigned to become U.S. Senator, as dictated by municipal charter, Assembly Chair Matt Klayman took the mayor's oath of office.
It's been a real honor and privilege to serve as mayor of Anchorage, and certainly there's no question it's been the most interesting and challenging job I've ever had.
One of the biggest challenges was dealing with a revenue shortfall of about $17 million, mostly resulting from the city's reduced investment returns. Klayman regards his budget-cutting response as one of his major achievements during his 6 months in office.
I think the best confirmation that we approached that in a very sensible way was that when it came up for our bond rating, we maintained our highest bond rating for our tax advance notes. We actually had people in the financial markets that rate how we're managing our finances, and one of the things that they noted in their findings was that we identified the shortfall very early in the year and came up with solutions.
At the same time, Klayman feels the decisions he was forced to make injured his own mayoral campaign.
Being mayor, in fact, was a disadvantage. I felt my job as mayor, first and foremost, was not to do what was best for my candidacy, but what was best for the city of Anchorage. Top of that list was identifying what was the revenue impact, and by identifying that and addressing it, I became the bringer of bad news. I couldn't imagine holding back and not addressing those issues.
Klayman was fifth in April's mayoral election. Continuing what he regards as his successes, the outgoing mayor points to his negotiations with the municipality's labor unions and their agreement to forego contract pay raises because of the city's revenue shortfall. Another goal dominating his administration was Anchorage's direct pursuit of funds under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, popularly known as the stimulus package.
That was a huge focus for almost the entire time I've been here. I'm pleased that we've applied for and have taken all the steps needed to bring over $44 million in stimulus funds direct to Anchorage.
Klayman says he's come to feel the title acting mayor carries a certain disadvantage. For example, in the extended and emotional public hearing over his proposal to specifically include sexual orientation under the municipality's list of anti-discrimination protected groups, those opposed to the proposal would often fling terms such as the temporary mayor or the mayor we didn't elect in his direction. Klayman says while the term acting mayor is fairly common nationwide, the phrase can lead to misunderstandings.
I've often reflected that in some ways, the charter drafters may have done the public a little bit of a disservice to call it the acting mayor, because just like the vice president of the United States, if he becomes the president, he doesn't become the acting president. He's the president. In the Anchorage Charter, with a strong mayor form of government, the charter really demands that Anchorage always have a mayor all the time.
Acting Mayor Klayman now returns to the Assembly, where his term expires next year, and the question arises about his Assembly future.
Since unification, there has never been a person until July that has served as mayor who then, after serving as mayor, will serve on the Assembly. And so there's a whole range of information that I have that I know from serving as mayor that I'll bring to my service on the Assembly. But the flip side is it may well be that having served as mayor, I can't really predict what it's going to be like serving on the Assembly after having been mayor, and so I want to be involved in a few meetings before I make a decision about what to do.
Klayman's return to the Assembly takes place on July 7th, which is also, of course, Dan Sullivan's initial Assembly appearance as mayor. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.